Once upon a time, in a country called No Man's Land, the beloved king and his beautiful wife, Queen Dolores, joyfully announced the birth of their son, the future king. And now, as the eagerly awaited day of his christening has arrived, we find the happy father and his brother, the Duke of No Man's Land, in the king's study. They are ready to leave for the ceremony when Sir Breton enters.
You sent for me, sire?
Yes, Sir Breton. Is everything ready for the christening of my son?
Oh, indeed, yes, sire. The city is ablaze with flags and streamers. The streets are decked with flowers. Every member of the castle staff, right down to the smallest serving maid, sire, has been given new robes for the occasion.
Good. Now, please go across the corridor to Queen Dolores, commend me to Her Highness, and ask her to come to my study.
Yes, sire. This is indeed a wonderful day.
Everyone seems very excited, brother.
And why shouldn't they be? My son is the most beautiful baby in the world. Everyone says so. But you seem very glum. Why?
Well, while I rejoice in the birth of your son, after all, until his arrival I was to succeed you to the throne, if you recall.
True, my brother. But haven't I given you a dukedom almost as large as No Man's Land itself?
Come in, sire.
Come in. Yes, Lady Cordelia?
Queen Dolores asks pardon, sire, but she is too ill to attend the christening. She has given me permission to carry the baby prince in her place. Hush, darling. Hush, dear little prince.
Oh, what a pity. What a great pity.
Yes, sire.
Very well. Excuse me, brother and Lady Cordelia. I will say goodbye to Queen Dolores, and then we shall start at once.
How unfortunate Queen Dolores is so ill.
It is indeed, Your Grace. She is so frail and beautiful. Sometimes when I watch her lying there, her eyes staring out at the beautiful mountains, I wonder if she will ever...
Come, Lady Cordelia, bring the little prince and we will wait for His Majesty in the carriage.
Yes, Your Grace. Oh, my train, you're stepping on it. Oh, merciful heavens! The prince, he slipped right out of my arms. Oh, is he hurt, do you think? Oh, Your Grace, I didn't mean to drop him. I wouldn't
hurt him. Hush, pick him up quickly. He's all right. Say nothing of this accident to anyone, you understand? Absolutely nothing.
Oh, yes, Your Grace. Oh, little prince. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, hush, darling, hush.
I can truly say it was a lovely christening. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm indeed proud to be chosen as one of the prince's 12 godfathers.
It was a most impressive ceremony, Sir Breton. I have never seen such splendor. Sir Breton, help me up the stairs. I don't want to...
And about time you were a little more careful, Lady Cordelia.
Just a minute, little old gray lady. Who are you?
I'm the baby's fairy godmother, come to help him whenever he calls me.
You? His fairy godmother?
In those old gray rags? Don't be ridiculous.
Even so. And take care. Don't let the baby fall again.
What do you mean? I don't know what you're talking about. How dare you imply that I would...
Don't try to lie to me. I know. And now I will kiss the little prince, Dolor.
Prince Dolor? That isn't his name?
Oh, yes, it is. I have named him Dolor after his beautiful mother, Queen Dolores, in honor of her memory.
In honor of her memory? You speak as if the queen...
The king will hear of this.
His Majesty will hear quite enough news once he enters the palace. Tell him his son's fairy godmother knows your secret, Cordelia. And that his queen, the lovely Dolores, has gone to her eternal home beyond the beautiful mountains.
What can you mean?
Queen Dolores is dead?
Aye. Queen Dolores has gone home.
Poor little lame prince.
Poor little lame prince.
They say he can't walk.
He'll never be able to walk.
Does he really just drag his feet, Father?
Yes, son, he can't ever run and play like you do.
What's wrong with him?
Nobody knows.
Was there an accident?
No one seems to know.
Poor little lame prince.
What a pity.
God moves in wondrous ways.
Such a beautiful baby.
The saddest eyes.
The sweetest smile I have ever seen.
Does his father, the king, know?
Aye, he's moved heaven and earth to find a cure.
The doctors can do nothing.
Nothing.
Poor Queen Mother.
Aye, it would break her heart.
The crippled king to rule us.
One who will never walk.
Might he outgrow it?
They say never.
Poor little lame prince.
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 Come in. Oh, Sir Breton, I was expecting you.
Yes, Your Grace. May I be of service?
Yes, Breton, but first, for the love of heaven, wipe that gloom from your face.
Forgive me, sir, but all of us mourn the sudden passing of the beloved king, your brother, sir.
Of course, it is most unfortunate.
Our only comfort, sir, is in knowing that at last he has joined his beautiful Queen Dolores, whom he loves so tenderly.
Very true, very true. And it will be even still better when the little prince will join them.
Your Grace! What can you mean?
Sir Breton, we must face facts. While we shall, of course, do everything to care for the little Prince Dolor, everyone knows he is extremely delicate. He may not survive the infirmities put upon him.
Pray heaven he does, sire. The whole kingdom adores him.
Yes, of course. However, the king is dead.
Long live the king.
Attend me, please. As you know, it was the king's request that I be appointed regent in order to look after the little Prince Dolor.
Yes, Your Grace. That will be a loving mission, sir. For just the light that shines from his great sad eyes makes bad people want to be good.
Yes. Now, will you send the lady who's waiting in the reception room to me and see that we are not disturbed?
Yes, sir.
Sentimental idiot. The prince is out of the way. Come in. You are the woman whose execution is to take place tomorrow.
Yes, my lord, but please have pity. I did not mean to steal.
But you did steal. What would you do to have your life spared?
Oh, anything, Your Grace, anything.
I think you would. Very well, listen to me. Far, far away in a land barren of trees or flowers, I have had a place built which we will call Hopeless Tower. The living quarters are high up in the sky, so high that no one can see out or be seen from the ground. You will journey to this tower, taking with you the little lame Prince Dolor. There you will care for him, telling him nothing of who he is or where he came from. As long as he lives, you too shall be spared. But if anything should happen to him, then your life will pay. Are you willing to do this?
If the tower is so high, how do I get up there?
That is all arranged. A horseman will take you and the child there. A chair swung on iron chains will hoist you and the child to the top. Then he will take them away.
But suppose he tells your secret?
The man can neither speak, nor hear, nor write.
Oh.
I've seen to that. This mute will bring provisions and other things you may need once a month. Well, what do you say?
I have no choice.
Good. And remember, only while he lives is your life safe. Prepare to leave tonight.
Prince Dolor, where are you, child?
Here, nurse, by the window.
Why do you sit there all the time? Why don't you play with your toys?
I'm so very tired of them, nurse.
Then read your books.
I've read and reread them. Oh, nurse, please give me something to think about besides being lonely. Tell me something about the people I read about, those people of the outside world.
Read your books and don't start asking tiresome questions. I'm going to my room.
Oh, if she only understood. If there was just someone who cared for me, someone who could tell me things and play with me. Oh, I want somebody so dreadfully.
Hello? Hello?
Here I am on the sunbeam.
May I come down?
Oh, yes, please do, little gray lady. Come on down.
Thank you. Well, I'm glad to be here.
And I am indeed glad to have you. Who are you? My mother, perhaps?
No, though I knew her, and she was very dear to me, little prince.
Yes, I am a prince. What is your name, please?
Well, I have so many. People sometimes call me Courage. Sometimes, because courage makes dreams, they call me Dreams. And sometimes they call me Stuff and Nonsense.
Stuff and Nonsense? No.
Oh, yes. But it doesn't matter so long as I am useful to them.
Oh, why didn't you come to me before?
You didn't call me. You see, Dolor, I happen to be your fairy godmother. But I couldn't come to you until you said you wanted me.
My fairy godmother? Oh, how splendid. And will you play with me now, and will you come to see me often?
Of course I will. I'll come whenever you call me. Now then, what would you most like to have?
Well, I know I'm going to love you dearly. If only I could have another little boy like me to play with.
But, Dolor, other little boys aren't like you.
You mean they can walk like my nurse does, and I can't?
Yes, my dearest son. But, Dolor, once you face the fact that you are different, that while you can't walk or run, once you really and truly face it, then you can and will do other things. Other wonderful, useful things for all the people of the kingdom.
And you will help me to face it?
Oh, my darling, of course I will.
Oh, how good your arms feel around me. As if nothing, just nothing, could ever hurt me or make me lonely again.
Oh, my brave little prince. What fun we'll have. And look, here is something I've brought you. Something not even a king could buy for himself.
Why not?
Because only I can give it. And I only give it to my favorite godchildren. And here it is.
But what is it?
A magic traveling cloak. It will amuse you and take you wherever you want to go.
But I can't go anywhere.
Oh, yes, you can with this. Because, remember, it's magic.
How wonderful. Well, what does it do? Oh, Godmother, show me.
First, undo it and spread it out. Then, climb into the center of it. When you want to go, say to it, Alakadabra, dum, dum, dum.
Yes?
When you're tired and want to come home, say, Alakadabra, tee, tee, tee. And home it is.
What wonderful fun it'll be. Oh, thank you, dearest, loveliest fairy godmother.
Now, I must go for a little while.
But you'll come back.
Whenever you call me. And sometimes I shall come even when you don't.
Oh, this traveling cloak is wonderful, wonderful. To be out in the blue skies, close to the trees and flowers I've never seen before. Oh, if I were only closer so that I could see. Where in the world? Spectacles. They fit me, and everything comes up close. Oh, there's a house and a river. Oh, there's a little boy like me. And he has, what is it? He's playing with a dog, like the pictures in my book. Oh, if only I could hear what he's saying. What are these? Silver ears. Ears like my own, only they're bigger. That's the dog barking. Ha, isn't this fun?
Rex, watch him. Go get it. Go get it.
He threw the stick and the dog's chasing after it. Oh, what fun. Well, for goodness sake. A black and white bird. Well, I am happy to have you join me, sir.
Ma'am, if you please. I'm a mother bird. My name is Mag.
Mag? That's your first name?
Mag's my first name. Last name's Pie.
Pie? What a funny name.
It isn't funny at all when you put them together. Magpie is a very good name, and I'm a very respectable bird.
Well, I'm sure of that. Won't you sit down?
Oh, aren't you funny? A bird never sits unless she sits.
I don't understand.
Purely technical. Have you flown into the city yet?
The city? No, this is the first time I've used my traveling cloak.
Oh, it's new, is it?
Yes, my godmother gave it... Oh, perhaps I shouldn't have said that.
It would be wasted on most people, but magpies are very intelligent people. We understand, sort of like fairy godmothers, if you follow me.
I think I do. I'm glad you do. Must you keep walking around like that, you might fall off.
Magpie fall? Oh, what a silly child.
I'm not a silly child. I'm a prince.
And I'm a magpie, and I must be getting home. But before I go, may I give you some advice?
Will it be wise?
My dear child, a magpie is wiser than the smallest prince. Or the largest king, for that matter.
You are funny. Oh, please advise me.
On one of your next trips, direct the traveling cloak to the city. Especially to the palace. And look at the king.
The palace? Where the king lives?
He thinks he's the king. And you'll think he lives. But isn't so. I won't be. None of it.
You're very confusing.
Oh, magpies always are. Well, I'm near the chimney. I nest in it. So, goodbye for this time.
Do visit me again, Mrs. Magpie.
I will.
Magical cloak, I must go back to my nest, too. Alakadabra, TTD.
Dolor? Dolor?
Yes, dear nurse.
What are you moping about?
I'm so very lonely. Surely there is a place where I can be of service to... Well, if only to other people like me. But who am I?
Well, you...
You call me a prince. In the books it says they become kings. Will I ever be a king? Oh, kind nurse, please tell me.
By my soul, I will. Dolor, child, you are a king.
What?
King of no man's land. But your uncle stole the throne from you and locked you up in this tower.
Why?
Because he wanted to be king.
But why didn't you stop him?
Oh, my darling, I couldn't. At first I didn't try because I blamed you for my own mistake. But then I grew to love you. And now for years I have been trying to find a way to put you in your rightful place. And I will, too. As long as your wicked uncle lives, you are not safe. But someday...
Oh, I will work and study. I'll not be stupid anymore. When that day comes, I'll be ready for it, even with my twisted legs. I'll know how best to serve and love my people. All no man's land will know and love me someday. Nurse, hear me. I swear it. But will that day ever come?
Your uncle can't live forever. And then my prince, with God's help, will find the way.
In Hopeless Tower, Dolor, who knows now that he is the true king, begins to study, to learn government, helpful laws, everything that will help his people once he is king. 5 more drab and lonely years go by. And then, one day...
Dolor, my prince!
Yes, dear nurse?
The word has just come. The deaf-mute brought a letter. Your uncle is dead. Dolor... Tonight, we leave Hopeless Tower forever. Tomorrow, you will take your rightful place on the throne. Oh, how I've waited for this day.
Very well. And now, will you leave me for a moment? Will you let me be alone, please, dear nurse?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Fairy Godmother, please come to me now.
Gah! Gah! Hello, young man. I'm Mrs. Magpie, remember?
Yes, I remember. But you are also my blessed godmother, and I must talk to you.
Then, in whatever way you wish me to be, I am here, Dolor.
Dearest godmother, what fun you are when you wish to be. But now I have much to ask of you, much to tell you.
You saw your uncle, the king?
Yes. My traveling cloak carried me to a high window at the palace, and I know that he is dead.
Ah, the time has come now, so let me advise you. Serve your people well. Always place the needs of your kingdom before your own. Care especially for the children, for they
are the future. And at the end of your reign, when you are ready, call to me, and I will come for you.
I promise, Fairy Godmother, and I will do my best to make my people happy.
And so it was the little lame prince returned to his rightful place and began his reign as king. All his subjects adored him, especially the children. And No Man's Land under his loving hand became a beautiful and prosperous kingdom of thriving cities, of rich and fruitful farmlands. For almost 60 years, he loved and served his people. And during that time, he trained his youngest cousin in the duties of a king against the time when he must go away. For almost 60 years. His hair is silvered now. His face, the face of an angel. He knows the time has come.
Enter. Yes, my son, what is it?
Sire, I came to...
Tears, little lad.
You are going away.
Yes, a long journey.
But we, all the kingdom, we can't let you go. We love you so.
Is that what you came to tell me?
I came to tell you of the people of your kingdom, sire.
Are they gathering in the courtyard?
Yes, sire. They overflow the grounds. They stand on the walls. They crowd up the steps, and still more and more they come.
Oh, that is good. In all these years, I have tried to be a good king and make my people happy.
They would die for you, sire.
And now, if you will open the doors onto the terrace, we will go out. Give me your hand, my son.
God bless His Majesty, the King!
My dear subjects, I have called you here today to say goodbye. Hear me, please. My reign has been long. Many might have done it better than I, but none with a deeper love or a better will. Remember me sometimes, my subjects, for I have loved you well. Now I am tired. Let me go happily to my home beyond the beautiful mountains. It is a long journey, and I shall not return. And so, dear subjects, my own beloved people, farewell. Fairy Godmother, I am ready to go.
I have come as I promised, my little son. It is time, and you have done your work well. No one could do better. I am proud of you, my prince.
I have tried, Godmother. I have tried.
Here is your magic traveling cloak, my little one.
Thank you, my blessed Fairy Godmother. I am ready. Take me to my home beyond the beautiful mountains. Alakadabra! Tee-tee-tee!
He's sailing over the wall.
He's over the treetops now.
He's flying into the sky.
He's into the clouds.
He's out of sight now.
He's going home to the beautiful mountains.
God bless the little lame prince. God bless the little lame prince.